Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
This is Legal Tuesday on 95X. We do it at the same time every Tuesday, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe. Joe, good morning. How can people reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. It's StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com, and the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
High-profile case going on right now with the gentleman that hit the three OCC students. It just came out yesterday that a grand jury now going to charge him on murder charges. And people have been texting us all morning. Can you ask Joe, how can that be with a traffic accident? So real quick, Joe, in, like, legally, can you break it down of what happened there?
Well, I mean, murder is the charge of murder. There's two different kinds of second degree murder in New York. And I'm not a criminal lawyer, but I learned this and it hasn't really changed much. Second degree is two. One is intentional murder, meaning you planned it out and wanted to kill somebody. And the other one is conscious disregard, knowingly engage in conduct that's so egregious that there's a high probability that it's going to lead to death. That's the other kind of second-degree murder, and that's what he was charged with. And what they're saying is conduct was so bad that any reasonable person would realize that you're putting lives at extreme risk. And
so, allegedly being intoxicated, allegedly having cocaine in your system, and allegedly driving 86 miles an hour in a 35-mile zone.
And also, I think,
leaving,
going through a red light, knowing, right. I think the accident reconstruction says that he sped up,
to go through it.
Went from 77 to 86. I mean, that whole line of things means you're engaging in that kind of behavior is putting someone's life, you know, or any reasonable person would know.
Yeah, because in a legal world, you don't usually hear second-degree murder charges on a vehicle crash
There's been very few of them, right. And all of them really on these kind of egregious allegations, you know. So, yes, that's the top charge. There's a whole lot of other charges also. Just the vehicular manslaughter one is a very serious charge, and then there's a whole slew of others.
Leaving the scene.
Yeah, and
driving.
So, you know, I think as a prosecutor, you always charge as the highest charge you can, especially in this kind of circumstances. And then, you know, if the defendant
it's like you ask for more than you need, right?
Well, it's not even that. This is you don't know what their position is. And there's always, as a defendant, if those charges hold up, you face that severe risk. So will that encourage you to, you know, plea bargain and get the case resolved?
Well, a lot of people are, everyone's talking about this case, so a lot of people wanted us to ask you how the second degree murder charges, so thank you very much for that, Joe. Joe Stanley's here, Legal Tuesday on Morning Mess. Once again, if you want to reach out to Joe with any legal questions, you can always contact him at the Stanley Law Office.
Sure. It's StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. The phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
Got a text question for Mr. Stanley. I have full custody of my nephew. His mother is my sister. She's flying in from out of state and gets to visit him for 5 hours a day unsupervised while she's visiting. If I choose to let her take him overnight, will I get in trouble, or could she possibly use that against me? I basically want to know if being nice and giving more than the order states will cause negative consequences in the future.
Usually the answer to that is no, but I don't know why she's restricted to 5 hours supervised.
Unsupervised.
Oh, unsupervised. Okay. I don't know if there's any background information that...
Like, was it a safety thing that they ruled it that way?
Well, or there was some kind of abuse allegations, or there's all sort of things you want to be concerned about. If it's nothing like that, then, you know, you could certainly... allow her to take her overnight if there was no concern for the safety of the child. I mean, that's what you always want to know. So I can't really answer that, but if this is just the way it came down, is that she gets 5 hours during the day unsupervised because she's never there, or it doesn't have the facilities to keep somebody overnight. I guess that would be a concern if where's this going to happen? So, because you have to be concerned about the best interest of the child. And if you engage in conduct that's not in the best interest of the child, that could always be subject to you losing custody.
Joe Stanley's here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess. If you want to call, this is your last chance, 315-421-9595. Text line is 315-629-9570.
All right, this is from Terry. Says, I moved into an apartment last July, spoke with the landlord several times about a rotted floor, and even sent a certified letter in August because I'd heard you suggest I do that. I had back surgery in mid-October, and 2 weeks later fell through the rotted floor. An ambulance was called because I was unconscious. I was told by another attorney casually that it's not worth pursuing medical bills because they can't prove the fall created a shift in my spine, and now I'm getting injections every 3 months for pain, low back and hip pain. Is there a case, or am I stuck?
Wow.
Well, no. First of all, there's always a case. First of all, it depends on... If you're paying some of the bills out of your pocket, there's certainly you want to have a remedy. And it's always up to the doctors to say. I mean, we do this all the time. Just because you had a pre-existing condition where you had surgery doesn't mean falling through a floor and getting unconscious for a while didn't make your condition worse. And that's really, it sounds like it's worse. And that's really up to the doctors. We always ask the doctors to give their medical opinions as to what this injury, the new injury, caused in terms of the client's problems. And that's an easy thing to do. You pay them their fee for them reviewing the records and coming up with their opinions. But she certainly, if she wants to give me a call, I think that's something that's certainly worth looking at, because the landlord's responsible. He's on notice. He didn't do anything. And she did the right thing.
Yes, sent that certified letter.
Yeah, she did the right thing. I don't know. As a landlord, that seems like a bad idea. Hopefully he's got insurance, but he probably does. So, yes, I think that it's certainly worth investigating. And it comes down to what the doctors say is related to this new injury.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday in the Morning Mass, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. I got no legal questions today for Joe.
We already handled that one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe anytime. Reach out to the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, how can anybody listening right now contact you?
Sure. You can go to stanleylawoffices.com. Not you, though, Marty.
1-800. If you need this information, contact me. Go ahead, Joe.
1-800-608-3333. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
We appreciate you doing this. You've helped out a lot of people, and we really appreciate that, Joe.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And Marty's still out of jail, so we're good there, too.
Yeah, that's right. We were just commenting on that.
Before we went on the air, Joe's like, I really don't want to open up the paper one day or read about you on Syracuse.com, so just stay out of trouble, okay?